Today, we are celebrating the most auspicious occasion of Sri Krishna Janamashtami. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, appears within this mortal world, the Lord explains in Bhagavad Gita his reasons for coming. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samstapanaradhaya sambhavami yuge yuge. We are forced to take birth in a particular species of life with particular attributes due to our past karmic activities. Every aspect of our body and our condition is a reaction due to past actions. And there are 8,400,000 species of life, the Vedic literatures explain, all having a particular way to enjoy and suffer. And according to the desires we accumulate and the various attachments, this determines at the time of death where our soul will be transported to. This material body is a temporary residence. It is perishable. In fact, at every moment, our body and its various components are perishing. But the consciousness, the life force, the soul within the body is the constant witness of all the transformations through our childhood, our youth, our old age, and death itself. To realize our own eternal spiritual identity in our relationship to the Supreme Truth, or Krishna, is the purpose of this human form of life. It is the goal of creation. But unfortunately, in this material existence, we become so endlessly entangled in the petty relationships and in the petty, insignificant longings of our mind and senses that we completely forget the great opportunity that we have. Like living in a desert, our soul is longing for eternal love, transcendental satisfaction. And every now and then, through the three modes of material nature, Maya, or this illusory energy, creates a mirage. Something, or someone, or some place which promises satisfaction. And these precious moments of human life, we chase after these mirages. We struggle, we strain, we toil, we work so hard. And when we reach the mirage, we go to drink that water to enjoy. But ultimately, all we attain is a mouthful of hot, dry sand, which only aggravates and increases our suffering. But then, material energy provides another mirage. This was not the right one. Achieve that one and your life will be perfect. In this way, we go through our entire lives. And the Vishnu Purana explains that the greatest tragedy, the greatest misfortune in all of this creation is to waste a single moment of this valuable human form of life without understanding that remembrance of Krishna, devotion to Krishna, is the only treasure, the only wealth that will satisfy our soul. So Krishna personally descends into this world to reveal his most beautiful loving pastimes, as well as to speak the highest truths, to give all living beings the opportunity for the greatest gift, the gift of Krishna Prema, or love of God, which every living being is longing and hankering for. Krishna explains that he descends to this world to destroy the demons, to protect his devotees, and to reestablish the principles of religion. Just as Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago in that jail cell in Mathura, Krishna descends in this age of Kali Yuga wherever his devotees sincerely call out his holy name. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Krishna is non-different than his name. All of the beauty, the sweetness, the opulences, all of the power and glory of God are fully contained within his name. And therefore, it is explained in the Purana, Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranjata. In this age of Kali Yuga, we are so spiritually misguided. And worse than that, we are so lazy. We are willing to work so hard day and night to get a degree in our college for the purpose of achieving a good job. And then foaming at the mouth, we are willing to work so hard in our job just to get a little money. And then we create a family. And so much time and energy into supplying the demands. And when we are asked to give time to our spiritual development, we do not have time. This laziness, this lethargy, is a demon. It is an enemy who is from within our minds killing our very spiritual essence. Therefore, we should make time to chant the holy names. All the purposes of Krishna's descent are fulfilled in his name. He comes to annihilate the demons. He annihilates the demons within our own hearts. He protects our spiritual integrity and reestablishes from within the ultimate principle of religion, which is unmotivated, uninterrupted, loving service to the Supreme Lord. How does this work? It is fascinating how Krishna reveals the highest truths in the simplest ways. On this very night of Janamastami, Krishna appeared to Vasudeva and Devaki. But previous to this auspicious occasion, Vasudev and Devaki, they were riding in their chariot along with King Kamsa, who happened to be the cousin brother of Devaki. And a voice came in the sky. It was the night of their marriage, and Kamsa, out of great affection for his sister, wanted to bring her home to her husband's residence. He was actually showing affection. But this voice in the sky, which was unembodied, declared that Kamsa, the eighth son, or the eighth child of Devaki, will kill you. You are a fool. He was about to kill his own sister to protect his life. This is the nature of a greedy, selfish mentality. We make friends. We develop loving relationships. And as long as they fulfill my own ambitions in life, we enjoy that affection. But as soon as there is a disturbance to our own selfish enjoyment, at any moment we can turn against and be an enemy. Anyway, Vasudev promised Kamsa, "I will bring you all my children. You have nothing to fear from Devaki." Kamsa put Vasudev and Devaki in prison cell. And 6 children consecutively were born and killed by Kamsa. And the Shastras explain, who were these 6 children? They were the Garbha Asuras. It is described that the great sage, Marichi, who has his residence in the heavenly planets, had 6 sons. All of them were very noble, pious, and saintly persons, living in great prosperity. But at one time, Lord Brahma, the spiritual master of all living beings, he was engaged in an activity which was very difficult to understand. At that time, the 6 sons of Marichi, they laughed at Brahma. They criticized him for his actions. But the scriptures warn us that great personalities should not be judged by our limited condition material vision, because they are very dear to God. So the 6 sons of Marichi were cursed to fall down into this earthly abode in the family of demons. In fact, they were fallen in the consciousness of demons. They became the sons of Hiranyakashipu. But even Hiranyakashipu was frustrated with them. And later they were born as the 6 sons of the great demon Kalanemi. And in the next birth, Kalanemi took birth as Kamsa. And these 6 children took birth from the womb of Devaki. And Kamsa was killing, one after another, his own children in his previous birth. And in this birth, his own nephews. Marichi represents the mind. And these 6 children represent the demons or the enemies that are residing within all of our minds. The demon of kama or lust, lobha, greed, matsara, envy, pride, anger, and illusion. These are the six enemies for anyone on the spiritual path. Lust, anger, pride, envy, greed, and illusion. They cause us to act in so many abominable ways within our life. But when these enemies are removed, when they are vanquished, then our real eternal nature can manifest from within. We have no power. We have no power to conquer the associates of the mind. Only Krishna has that power. Therefore, Krishna says in Gita, Daivihesu gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mam evamye prapadyante mayam etadarantite. This material nature is very difficult to overcome. Only one who surrenders to me can cross beyond it. When we sincerely chant Krishna's holy name, when we sincerely take shelter of Krishna, then from within, Krishna manifests. He incarnates. He appears within our heart. And he cleanses all impurities. He subdues all of these enemies. And this is the purpose of spiritual life. This is the purpose of religion. Religion is not simply a sectarian identification that we socially accept within our life. Religion is the process of purifying our heart, the process of taking shelter of the Supreme God. And this is the meaning of Janamastami. After the six children were removed, Balaram, who is the original spiritual master, appeared in Devaki's womb and was later transferred into the womb of Rohini. And then Krishna himself appears at midnight. And when Krishna appeared, he manifested all of the opulences of the Supreme Absolute Truth. In the Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami explains that all of the incarnations, all of the expansions, all aspects of God from all the religions of the world are all within Krishna. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. He is the cause of all causes. He is the source of all aspects of truth. Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. And in his wonderful pastimes, he has revealed so many beautiful opulences just to attract our hearts. Bhagavan means one who possesses all the six opulences in full. Various incarnations of the Lord revealed one or two of these great opulences. But Krishna manifested all in full. Therefore, he is Purna Avatar. When Krishna was only a child, an infant child, he killed the great and mighty Rakshasi Putana. Krishna was not, as people think, a powerful personality or a great yogi. He was the absolute truth. It is not that Krishna is a temporary manifestation of the impersonal, all-pervading God, but quite the opposite. It is described in the Shastra that Krishna's form, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. It is the source of everything. The impersonal, all-pervading light, which people call Brahman, is the bodily effulgence coming from the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. He is the source of the Paramatma, the Lord, who is seated within the heart of every living being. His body is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. It is unlimited and inconceivable. And it is the beauty, the sweetness of that personality that every soul is longing to unite with in loving devotion. He destroyed Putana when he was an infant. When he was only 7 years old, he lifted the Govardhan Hill with the little finger of his left hand, effortlessly, to show to the world that if we take shelter of him, he will always protect us. There is no power that could conquer one who takes shelter of Krishna. And his beauty, when he would play his flute and call his devotees, even the trees and the grass and the river would melt in spiritual ecstasy. And the hearts of all of his devotees would be completely conquered by the beauty of Krishna. This is the goal and perfection of life. To be completely conquered by the beauty of Krishna. And this is possible if we simply live according to Krishna's instructions. We should not waste our time without Krishna consciousness. Krishna teaches in Gita that we may have various social and occupational duties, and they should be performed responsibly, but they should be performed in divine consciousness, not in ignorance. When we regularly associate with Krishna's devotees, when we regularly hear the glories of Krishna's pastimes and the words that he has spoken in the Gita, when we regularly chant his holy name sincerely and offer all of our activities as a service to him, then naturally we become Krishna conscious. Naturally, all of our work in this world will be performed in a mood of devotion or bhakti. And that is the purpose of life. That is what can spiritualize every aspect of our life. So on this holy day of Janamastami, let us deeply understand why Krishna has come to this world, and let us fulfill his mission in every day of our life, in every moment of our life, by serving him, by remembering him, by always connecting our consciousness to him through his holy name. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the incarnation of Krishna that appeared in this age of Kali Yuga to teach us that we can always be with Krishna through chanting his name. And his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, our most beloved Guru Maharaj, he brought this message, which is the essence of the Indian and Vedic culture and heritage, to the world. And he has transformed millions and millions of people's lives into lives of saintly devotees of the Lord. through distributing his mercy, through distributing God's mercy, which is this wonderful process of the congregational chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Anandam Buddhivaradanam Pratipatam Punamritashvaranam. All real happiness can be achieved, eternal happiness, through the congregational chanting of the holy name of Krishna. At this time, there is no greater offering we can present to the Supreme Lord on his appearance day than coming together in the unity of devotion to chant his holy names. The process that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us of Sankirtan is so simple and so wonderfully enjoyable for the body, the mind, and the soul. When we chant the holy names, we should chant with great attention and sincerity, listening to every syllable, worshiping with our consciousness by that attention the Supreme Lord who appears in his name. As I am chanting with folded hands, everyone, please welcome the holy name within your ears and within your heart. And when you respond by chanting very loudly, raise your arms like this, please. Everyone, this is the process Lord Chaitanya has taught. We are offering ourselves in a mood of devotion to Krishna. We are realizing our helpless condition and reaching out for the mercy of the Lord. Everyone, please stand and let us chant together the holy names of Krishna.